Bullis, he was reading something from the book, and we'd done something. Anyhow, he just walked around through the room, you know, and he came down our row behind us. And when he got to us, he just dropped the book and grabbed two hands full of hair.
Oh.
And boom, 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 boom.
You're kidding. What'd you
Gotta
do?
Gotta do that now, he'd be down at Salem in the Crowbar Hotel.
You're absolutely right. What'd you guys do?
Oh, I think we was shooting some spit wad, you know, paper and, and everything. And we thought we was getting by with it.
Well, you were.
You were until then.
Exactly.
Oh, God.
What year was that?
Seventh grade.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He had the seventh grade. Merle Davies had the eighth.
Yes. Because we have a picture that we have it on display, actually, in the window, because we're starting to do a kind of a school display for September. And there's a picture of I think they're all written on. Somebody wrote on them on the back, which is pretty, I appreciate that. But it's of the Merle Davies School.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you probably remember Mrs. Davies. She was the principal, am I right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She taught the eighth grade and was principal.
Yeah, because I talked to another gal and did
memoirs.
You get
in trouble, you went to see Mrs. Davies.
Okay, what
she had a ruler that worked, that talked.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
God,
wow.
Well, you do the things they did back in those days. Now, why?
Oh, you'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh,
you'd be in a lot of trouble. You wouldn't be a school teacher anymore. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I came with a whole load of questions. I might have to come back because I know that you know a lot.
Well, I hope I can remember some of them.
Well, what I really guess I'd start with, I know your name, but I'll just let you say your name and the date you were born. And
okay.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
You want the formal way or the informal way?
It doesn't matter.
I usually go by Ernie, but it's Ernest.
Right, that's fine, because you're being recorded right now, in case you don't know.
Okay.
That's a good thing. We can all listen later.
Ernest Metcalf, November 26,
1923. Wow. Older than my mother, by a little bit. No, you were younger than my mother. Yeah, my mother was 1925.
Because Amos was, he was class of 35, wasn't he?
Well,
38.
Yes, 38. He was supposed to graduate in 38, but he didn't because he got into trouble, or I don't know what he did, and I always ask him, I said, why, Dad? He goes, well, I was an outstanding student, outstanding in the hall. And I'm thinking, no wonder he didn't graduate. He did in 1939. Yeah.
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 He's the same year as my cousin, Johnny Barnes.
Oh, yeah. He knew Johnny Barnes.
Oh, yeah.
Very well. Yeah, yeah.
Well, we all went to Congregational Church.
Sure. Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I still have
some. I can't remember, what's the older brother's name?
George was the middle one. George Robert. And Alan Franklin was the oldest one. He was born in 1917.
Well, one of them, I think, went with my uncle, Harold Peterson. And, I think he was born in 18. He's class of 35.
That would have been my Uncle Alan, my dad's oldest brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
that name sounds familiar.
I didn't know them too well. I knew them.
Yeah. Well, sure.
Church, but little.
You're a littler.
Running around raising heck.
Yeah.
You know. Okay. So, well, okay. Who was? We'll start with your father. What was your father's name?
Milton.
Milton. M-I-L.
M-I-L-T-O-N.
M-I-L. And obviously, it was Metcalf.
Yeah. H for a middle initial.
Okay. What was his middle name?
Hoffman.
Oh.
Which was his mother's maiden name.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. What year was he born?
Pardon?
What year was he born?
Oh, God, yeah. Wait a minute. 94.
Oh, so he was born in 1894, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about your mother?
Burl.
How do you spell that?
B-E-R-Y-L.
Oh, wow. Y-L. Okay.
Good night. Middle initial was E. I think it was Eliza.
That was a very common name then.
And her maiden name was Peterson.
Okay.
The Peterson Farm is over where the five-story is.
Where's that?
At the end of Hall.
The end of Hall.
The big, tall, five-story building. Hall in the center.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I know exactly. Yeah. That's where I thought you meant, but I had to stop and think. Yeah. I wasn't quite to that
end. That was the farm there. Went clear back to the next street and went down and joined the McDill.
Really?
Medill. M-E-D-I-L-L. Medill property. Which was located just about where what used to be Copeland Lumber.
Yes, oh, yeah. Yes, I remember that. Yeah. Big cat, that big orange.
Big black cat.
Yeah, I remember that. Dad, we always used to go there for something. He was always doing something, you know.
And Grandpa farmed all that and clear back to the next street, which I can't remember the name of that street now.
I know where you mean, but I can't remember it either, but I know where you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have to go look. That's what happens when you've been born and raised here. You forget the names of the streets, except for where you live. What year was your mother born? 1901.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let me see. Did you have any brothers and sisters?
One brother? Donald.
Okay. Well, he must have went to Beaverton then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he... Oh, golly, what year?
See, I'm making you think.
Gosh, I should know, because Mom graduated in 1918 from Beaverton High.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's cool. From 1918?
Huh.
Oh, it'll come back to you.
I can't remember what year Don was.
Was he younger than you? What year was he born?
Yeah, he was born in 30... I was just trying to think, it was 32, 33.
See, I was thinking...
about 10 years difference.
It might have been 1933. Because, see, that's when my... Let's see, 29. That's when my mother's youngest brother was born, was 1933. Marvin Denny.
Okay.
I probably have pictures of your brother, if that was the year. Pictures I don't know who they are. Well, I should have brought some with me.
That put him in class of about... 51, 52, I suppose.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. Yeah. I don't...
We've got some annuals. We'll probably find them.
Well, I've got annuals, though. See, my mother graduated in 42. So you would have graduated, what, 44?
41.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You would have graduated in 41. Yeah, you were ahead of my mother. That's right. Yeah, you're right. So what about your grandparents? Were they raised here? Were they born and raised here?
Grandpa Peterson, that would have been Mom's dad,
mm-hmm.
immigrated from Sweden.
Oh, wow.
And
cool.
I don't know, I can remember parts and pieces and everything. Of course, he had the farm over there.
Mm-hmm.
He went up to Alaska during the big gold rush up there.
Oh, really?
Hiked the trail up and over the hill and all that jazz and everything. And I think he came home with just about what he went up there with.
Well, he must have had a little more. He would have had experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have had that for
but
sure.
But he had... He was pretty well known in the Beaverton area here for his farming, especially his asparagus.
Oh, really? Okay, what was his name?
John Peterson.
John. Why does that name sound so familiar to me? He wasn't related to... well, let me write this down before I forget. Okay, my granddad's dad's brother... One of his children was a Peterson, and they lived right down on Denny Road. As you're going east on Denny Road, it was on the left-hand side, and that house burned, I think it was before I was born, and which would have been like in the 40s. I mean, you might remember that. I don't know what year that was. The two tall pine trees are still standing there where their house was. But that name John Peterson really rings a bell. Who knows?
I don't know what his middle initial was. Mm-hmm. You know, they're over here in Crescent Grove anyhow.
Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah. So, okay. Well, at least I know. Yeah. So what about your grandmother then?
Matilda.
Okay.
And she was a Houston.
How do you spell
There's
that?
Quite a, huh?
How do you spell that?
Houston?
Uh-huh.
H-U-G-H-S-O-N. I'm pretty sure that's how it was.
Okay.
Yeah. And there was quite a few of the Houstons around in the Beaverton area here at one time.
Oh, really? See, that's a name I don't even recognize.
Crescent Grove.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I think they're in Crescent Grove.
Yeah.
I have seen that name at the cemetery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. Yeah, I have, exactly. Yeah. Well.
Which Houston was it, though? Boy. I just can't. I can't pin that down.
So do you know John Peterson's birth date?
No, but I think I can find it.
Oh, that'd be cool. Well, it'd be easy to find. Either that, or go to the cemetery and look on the stone.
Johnny Barnes's great son, done genealogy on the family. Let's see if I can.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, yeah, I guess I could. How do I do that? I forget.
Memorial of the family.
Oh, there it goes.
Ancestors of. It should be here on the shirt tail someplace.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So Johnny Barnes did that? He's been gone.
No, this is his son-in-law.
Oh, it's his son-in-law.
Yeah, Nick Nielsen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I was going to say Johnny's been gone for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
Okay, there's Dad. Mm-hmm. Grandfather, or his dad, my grandfather on his side now.
Okay.
I think we're on Mom's side.
Yeah, you were on Mom's side, yes, because I wrote that.
Oh, I got that. Yeah, I got Eliza. I remembered it right.
Okay. Where is that? I wrote that down somewhere. Oh, I did right here. That was his. Yeah. That was your mother.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I have that
and
down.
And her mom was Matilda Jean.
Oh, Houston. Jean. Okay. All right. Got that. What year was she born?
Who? My mom?
Your mother's mother.
Let's see. 1874.
Okay.
God, I thought of this.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay, and then your mother's father, what year was he born?
See here.
That's so confusing to
yeah.
me.
Okay, this would be, you know, it's. His name was John's Person. Well, look at there, G-O-N-S.
Oh, isn't that weird?
But
That's Jones.
Was contracted into John Peterson.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, man.
And of course, his dad over in Sweden was known as Per Andersson.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that, wonder why that is, I see that.
But when he come here, he Americanized it by going to John Peterson.
Isn't that strange? Yeah, yeah.
And
wow.
He was born in, you want the actual month?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, you can give me the month if you have
it. Well, November of 1866.
Okay, so that's 12. Okay, so actually the mother was older than the father.
November is not 12.
Oh, isn't 12, it's 11. You're right.
1866. And
yeah.
And mother was 74.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was definitely. Why am I thinking that? Yeah. Oh, wow. So they came from Sweden. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he, Grandpa come from Sweden.
Oh, wow. Do you know what year he came? Makes you wonder why.
No, I really don't know. Unless somewhere is in here, it might come.
Right.
Says he married in 1892.
I was going to ask that next question. Oh, wow. Do you know where they were married?
In Beaverton.
Oh, wow. That'd be kind of fun to go back into the OregonLive.com and you can look up, you know, where they were married. And I had somebody do that for me. I found out a lot of bunch of stuff about my mother that I didn't even, had no clue. Yeah, different places that they played the piano and they were in a wedding and, yeah.
Huh.
Oh, that's cool. So they had the farm that right over there where Copeland Lumber was.
Well,
did he have a dairy there?
Just east of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's where the big PGE building is then.
Huh?
Yeah.
The big PGE building.
Yeah, it's right down there in Hall.
The PGE building?
No, the farm.
Yeah.
No, it's over where the 5-story is.
Right.
Oh, okay.
You know where Hometown Buffet is? You just go right around that corner, and it was right. I know where he means.
That 5-story.
Mm-hmm. That's just PGE building.
Oh, I didn't know it was a PGE building.
Used to be PGE. It's got an elevator in it.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know it was a PGE building.
At one time, I think it was.
Yeah, it used to be a bank at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking there was. Yeah. I don't know what else was there.
PGE's got it now?
Used to be. Yeah, it used to be.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what's there. I don't think I've ever been in the building. Maybe once. I thought it was telephone. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Well. So did they have a dairy? Did they?
No.
What did they do for a living?
Mostly he was vegetables. I remember the asparagus and garlic.
Oh, yum.
And root vegetables and stuff like that. Because he used to take them to the farmer's market in Portland.
Wow.
Oh, really?
And they always conferred with him. You get into the 35 millimeter film down here at the library. And you get back in those old days and they always consulted John about what does it look like for the crops this year and this and so on and so forth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
But I think that on the farm, of course, I think they had the beef. And I'm...
Oh, sure.
I know he had 2 horses because Bob Barnes and I used to like to go over there and get to ride the horses. Bob more than I did, though.
Right.
I can remember that.
Oh, wow.
Dolly and I can't remember the other one's name.
Isn't that funny how they named their horses? My dad, he had one named Kate. It's like, my name, I don't know. I never had a horse. I mean, my dad's horse, that was our family horse till he finally died. And he was Smokey.
Just like Evelyn's mother farm, she had a couple of horses over there. That's what they... farmed with.
Oh, sure. I remember the Shekla farm there.
I don't know how the hell they got anything done with a team of horses.
I don't know either.
My God.
That's a lot of work.
When we had the tractors, why we was going like, oh, for God's sake. And this thing hasn't rang for a week.